嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Oh, hey guys, this is Adam, and it's great to be here and all, but gosh, I work hard, and I really could use a holiday, a vacation,
a break,
yeah.
总之你就想要放假度假好好休息，对不对？
嗯。
但是呢，英文里面就像刚刚 Adam 说了那么多的词，它都是假期、放假、度假的意思。那到底它们有什么区别？我们应该如何正确的使用它们呢？今天的节目就要告诉你。好，其实因为现在夏天嘛，然后学生放暑假，很多的，特别在北美啊或者欧洲，成年人也是就不上班就放假，对不对？
Right, right. Well, this year is a special year as well.
对，但今年情况很不同，大家都之前在家已经待了太久了。
Right, 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 right. But when we were planning for the show, we asked around the office, hey, what's that time that students take off? What's that called in the summer? And one of our coworkers said, oh,that's summer vacation. Another one said, oh, that's summer holidays.
And then I said, isn't that summer break?
It's summer break, right? So, yeah. Basically, the only thing that we can say for sure is that people use all three.
所以刚刚这三个单词都是英文里面最常用的形容放假、休假的词。
Right. But we're going to do our best today to put some distance between these words, to give you some tips on when it's okay to use them and when it's not okay.
好，那首先我们来看看 break 这个单词吧，因为我觉得它可能是就这几个里面使用最广泛的，因为它可以是一个很短的 break、
right.
比如，哎呀，我很累，我休息个几分钟，
但、
是 you know, just taking a small break.
Right, right, right. Break for a couple minutes. Take a coffee break.
Lunch break.
Sure, a little nap break. I like my nap breaks.
在办公室 ，Adam 也会睡午觉。
Yeah, of course.
No shame there.
No shame. Yeah, we're not allowed coffee breaks, so I need a nap break.
好，所以这些很短的小小休息一下是个 break， 但是比如学生放暑假两个月，我们也可以称它为是 summer break。
Right, exactly.
So obviously that's a lot longer.
Sure, 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 sure. Now we also have winter break.
寒假。
Now one thing that always confused me is we do have spring break.That's always like, that's the one where people in America, you know, college kids.
大学生对到墨西哥去玩啊。
Right, right. So there's always, you know, pictures of really excited young people in bathing suits.
是是是。
At spring break.
那总之 break 就是可以很短然后可以很长对吗
Right, right. Now, where it gets a little bit more difficult is when we bring holiday and vacation back into the discussion.
那我们现在就来看看这两个词。首先 ，holiday 在你的脑子里是什么概念
？The best time. Oh, it's holiday. holiday for me is a very special day. It is a day of tradition, and it is a day, that has significance.
对，这一点很重要。就是在我们今天看这三个词里面啊，那你要说这个。节日是一个就是传统节日对吧、比如中国的春节呀然后还像西方的什么感恩节啊、
Thanksgiving
这些是 holidays、因为他们是有 history 有 culture、
right.
对不对历史和文化
Right、and generally speaking most people don't have to work
对这个也是我们喜欢 holiday 的因为 usually 这些就是 traditional cultural 这种 days they're also a public holiday、so everyone gets a day off、
right.
不用上学不用上班对不对、
right.
是一个公共假期、所以这个 holiday 就像我们说的节日节日不是一个 festival 吗
You know, we really don't use this word very much. Or at least not when we're talking about days. Like there might be, or I should say public holidays. There might be like a...
Beer festival.
The beer festival.
啤酒节
Right, or you know, something. The German food festival.
对，就是说我们用它来形容一个 event.
Yes,
一个
an event.
对吧，可以用。但是一般口语里面说Christmas Chinese New Year 就不太会说、oh,
right.
今天是一个 festival.
Right, right, right.、Mm. So yeah, whatever you do, don't say Thanksgiving festival, Christmas festival, Easter festival when you're talking to your foreign friends.
Okay. 好的，那这个 holiday 除了是一个节日啊，它也可以是就你自己请假出去度假。
Yeah, I'm taking a holiday.
I'm taking a holiday.
I'm out of here. I need a break. Going on holiday.
不是 public holiday, 这是你的 personal holiday.
So this is where we get into what I would consider to be vacation. When I think about vacation, I'm thinking about the beach.
Yeah.
No work.
阳光沙滩
Right, the sun is shining.
And now we can bring back your swimsuits.
The swimsuits are back. Yeah, everything's back. Yeah, Jenny is trying to get a hold of me, but I am nowhere to be found.
对 ,vacation 让我感觉就是特别 relaxing,
right.
很放松的这种。
Right. Vacation is all about relaxing or enjoying.
对是。那 vacation 通常你觉得多How long is it? Or it doesn't matter.
Well, that's going to depend on the person, right? If you've got a large family, your vacation is probably not going to be as long as a single dog like me.
不是，但我感觉好像我说 I'm taking a vacation,、
mm-hmm.
它就不是那种很短的。比如我就两三天出去一下。
It's at least a week.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's at least
至少一周，不然你怎么 relax?
Right.
是吧
Okay, so I said that this distinction, holiday being the special day,
tradition,
the traditional day,、
yeah.
and vacation just being more about the happy day, 、just because that's in my mind, and just because I wish it were a perfect distinction, doesn't make it true.
那我问一下比如我们请假、
mm-hmm.
啊、跟公司跟老板请假然后可能自己出去旅游啊或者什么这个英文可以怎么说、
I'd probably just say can I take a few days off、
哦、对请假的时候我们要说 take a few days off
Right, now if it's 2 weeks you'd probably just say hey Jim I'm guessing the boss's name is Jim I want toUse my holidays
or
use my vacation days.
对对对，然后如果别人找你了，你的老板或者同事可能就说 ，Oh, Adam is on vacation. Adam went on vacation.
Adam went on vacation. Adam's on break. Adam's on holidays.
这些都可以啊。
Right, so that's what I mean. People will use holidays and vacation interchangeably. They will use them as if the meaning were the same.
Okay, 所以这两个是常听到。交换交替使用的对吗、嗯、诶那前面我们说到这种状态他在放假啊，他在休假我们现在就来说说这些搭配用法吧
Okay, so take That is a great one to use、
嗯、先来看这个动词的搭配啊、
嗯、
所以 take 它是可以和今天所有的 break, holiday, vacation 来配的
yep, Take it You gotta take,
take it
Because if you don't take it it's, People will not
Give it to
They
you.
They won't give it to you. Give me that vacation.
所以你可以说 oh, I'm taking a break.、Mm-hmm. I'm taking a vacation.
Right.
I'm taking a holiday,、mm-hmm. 是吧？那也可以用 I'm going on vacation.、
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm going on vacation. I'm going on、a holiday. Going on a break, it really sounds more like I'm at work and I'm about to start my 15-minute break.
对 or I'm...Going on my lunch break.
Going on my lunch break, exactly.
嗯，吃午餐啊什么的。
Or like, I don't know if you've ever seen this TV show called Friends. Ross and Rachel, they were on a break.
啊、right? 对、yeah. 就两个人、嗯、冷静一下短暂分开一段也可以、
right.
They're on a break.、嗯、那 have 也可以搭配吗 I have a holiday.、
Mm, you can.Can use it.、it's not as useful.、often we will use this to say how many days you are allowed.
对，就是一年你有多少的假期假日。
Right,、嗯、right, right, exactly.、now you could say, you know, last year we had a vacation in Paris. That's、
嗯、
fine.
Yeah.
But I'd suggest just saying we took or we went on. Now, what I really have wanted to get to from the moment we started recording today is there is one super Chinglishy phrase that I just want.
Super Chinglish.
Oh, I just want to kill it.
是什么?
Have a travel.
Have a
travel. Yeah.
Or even, 就我去旅游,我去放假。
Or even just a travel in general. So we travel to different places. If we travel a lot, we can call ourselves travelers, but we don't want to say a travel.
所以你说我就出去旅游了一下，你可以说 I traveled, I took a vacation.
Right, right. Well, the word that you should replace travel,like a travel with is a trip.
A trip,
a
exactly.
A trip is the word. I took a trip, I went on a trip. How was the trip? The trip was great.
好，那今天跟大家分享了很多这个度假休假的英语啊，但是对很多朋友来说，今年出去 travel 不是那么容易。
Not so easy, is
对
it?
对，但没关系。You can do a...
staycation.
啊，对，
yeah.
不是一个 vacation.You're not actually going anywhere. You're staying in your own city or maybe just in your own apartment.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go anywhere, but you are relaxing. You know, you're not working. Maybe you're eating some special food every day.
对, you're taking a break.
Taking a break.
Right? You're taking a break from work or from school.
You're having wine for breakfast.
或者像 Adam 一边做瑜伽一边喝啤酒
It's a good, it's a golden combination. Thank you very much.
我觉得你这个就是最棒的 ultimate staycation idea.
Oh yeah.
所以那 staycation 用什么动词搭配？应该不能说 I'm going on a staycation, right? You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, from a grammatical point of view, it's fine, but people might think it sounds a little weird. Just take.Take one, take a staycation, have a staycation.
Okay, 好的，那我们今天的节目就到这里。不知道大家最近，因为国内这个疫情控制的要比我们好很多嘛，所以 people are starting to travel,对不对？ Are you going anywhere? Are you taking a holiday anywhere?
What's your favorite holiday?
Come and let us know in today's comments. 希望大家跟我们踊跃的留言。好，今天的节目就到这儿。We wish to see you next time. 我们下次再见。
Bye, guys.